Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now listen to the four statements. A.
The men are doing some handiwork.
B.
One man is handing something to the other.
C.
The men have their arms around one another.
D.
The men are shaking hands.
Statement D.
The men are shaking hands.
Is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer D and mark it on your answer sheet. Now part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
There's a table in front of a house.
B.
There's a wheelbarrow next to the pile.
C.
Some people are taking off rain boots.
D.
Some people are setting up a tent.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
The woman is seated at a piano.
B.
The woman is seated on a sofa.
C.
The woman is pointing at a chart.
D.
The woman is placing her notepad on a desk.
Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
Some people are watering some plants.
B.
Some people are lined up in a row.
C.
An audience is facing the whiteboard.
D.
Some people are listening to a presentation.
Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now let us begin with question number 4. Number 4.
What time does the restaurant open?
A.
Contact Ms. Kim.
B.
On Wednesday.
C.
Yes, it's close to the ATM.
Number 5.
Is Miss Reed in charge of the research project?
A.
It is a big project to build a GBC in Korea.
B.
The charge was quite high.
C.
Actually, someone else is taking care of it.
Number 6.
Who chose the hotel for the Seoul workshop?
A.
Probably this month.
B.
For 5 days.
C.
Ms. Choi from Human Resources.
Number 7.
Were you able to set up the stereo in the living room?
A.
No, I need some help.
B.
The room was spacious.
C.
She has been feeling under stress lately.
Number 8.
Are the filers for the new products ready now?
A.
At the design division.
B.
No, we are still working on them.
C.
Yes, they sell very well.
Number 9.
Doesn't he ride his bike to work?
A.
I rented a car.
B.
I came on my bike.
C.
Not today.
Number 10.
The meeting with the management team was informational, wasn't it?
A.
Didn't you get the information?
B.
Yes, I learned a lot.
C.
Because many people were absent.
Number 11.
Which do you prefer, sales or marketing?
A.
I bought a coat in the sales.
B.
I applied to the company.
C.
I like marketing.
Number 12.
I'd be grateful if you would keep it a secret.
A.
He is a news reporter.
B.
I'd be happy to.
C.
Don't worry about it.
Number 13.
My computer broke down again.
A.
Oh, didn't you buy it last week?
B.
Only if I have time.
C.
It depends on the price.
Number 14.
I will order today's special.
A. That is an excellent idea. B. Today is Wednesday. C. This restaurant opened a week ago.
Number 15.
You haven't heard who was chosen as the chairman, have you?
A. Yes, I turned it off.
B.
Mr. Kim can handle that.
C.
He works the night shift.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 16 through 18 refer to the following conversation. Hi, this is Ryan calling from Van Vo Printers. I would like to speak with Ms. Sato regarding her personal order of a laser printer.
Sorry, but she is currently unavailable. What should I tell her when she comes back?
Well, then could you tell her that I got the printer today? I initially told her that it would arrive at our store next week, but the shipment we received today actually had one, so it's in our inventory.
Oh, I see. Well, Ms. Sato is at a business lunch with a client right now, so I will text her and tell her that she can pick it up from your store this afternoon.
Number 16.
Where does the man most likely work?
Number 17.
Why is the man calling?
Number 18.
Why is Ms. Sato out of the office?
Questions 19 through 21 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name is Yunhua, and my husband is stationed here in Las Vegas for a company project, and I was hoping to earn some money while I'm in town. Do you have any openings that I can apply for?
Yes, we have a few openings open. Actually, we really need some help in the event room. Also, we're also short-staffed in the kitchen, too. Do you have any experience in either of those areas?
I used to work at Bintan Hotel when I was in Bintan as a convention manager. I'm sure the general manager there can give you a reference if you need one.
Wow! Sounds like you'll be perfect for a position with us. If you wait here, I'll go see if our HR director is available to talk to you.
Number 19.
Why did the woman's husband come to Las Vegas?
Number 20.
What does the man mean when he says,
"We really need some help in the event room"?
Number 21.
What will the man most likely do next?
Questions 22 through 24 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I've lost all the data that I've been working on for the last 2 hours. My computer just shut down in the middle of my report.
Haven't you read the notice on the bulletin board?
To my knowledge, there wasn't anything of importance.
What do you mean? It said that the power system is unstable, so power could be shut down at any time.
Yeah, it said that we should save our files often to avoid any data loss. And it also mentioned nearby cafes and libraries that you can go to for a more stable work environment.
You're kidding. I must have only read the subjects, or maybe I didn't flip through the contents on the bulletin board. Ugh, I really should take a closer look on the notices in the future.
Number 22. What problem does the woman mention? Number 23. Why does the woman say,
"You're kidding"?
Number 24. What do the men imply about the notice? Questions 25 through 27 refer to the following conversation.
So this is where we will have our new studio. This wiring isn't finished yet, but it will be all ready for us to start recording the album in May.
I love it! It will be a good place for our band to practice, too.
Yeah, there's enough space for all of us and our gear.
But I think there are some apartments next door.
That's right. I will call the contractor soon and see what he can do about adding some soundproof materials to the walls so it won't be loud.
Number 25. What are the speakers planning to do in November? Number 26. What does the man mean when he says,
"I think there are some apartments next door"?
Number 27. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 28 through 30 refer to the following conversation.
Do you think we will ever resolve our difficulties with the computer company? They keep charging us for extra services that they haven't provided.
They've assured me several times that they will correct our bills, but they haven't done it yet.
Last month they charged us for repair services that we never ordered. Maybe we should cancel their services now and find another provider.
No, we signed an agreement to use their services for only a year. There's just 3 months left on that contract, then we can sign with a different company.
Number 28. What problem do the speakers have with the computer company? Number 29. When will the contract run out? Number 30. What does the woman suggest doing? Questions 31 through 33 refer to the following conversation and list.
Is everything prepared for the banquet?
Almost. I was thinking of ordering some flowers for the employee appreciation banquet. We plan to spend $100 for the decorations.
That sounds like a good idea. Did you have anything special in mind?
I thought putting some flowers on the table would be nice, but too luxurious.
That's good. Just do not exceed our budget.
Number 31. What are the speakers talking about? Number 32. Look at the graphic. Which flower set will the woman most likely order? Number 33. What do the speakers agree to do? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 34 through 36 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like to tell you about the company's policy. This meeting is to familiarize our team with changes to the company's vacation policy. First, I'll give you a quick overview of these changes. As we all know, new employees are not allowed to take a holiday more than a week during their first year here. We acknowledge that some of you are dissatisfied with this policy. Now, we'll allow 10 days vacation in a row for new employees. The new time-off policy will go into effect next January. This is to prevent employees from leaving the company. Now, I'll show you how to register your annual leave through the screen. Please pay your attention to the front of the room.
Number 34. What is the purpose of the meeting? Number 35. What will happen in the new year? Number 36. What will the speaker do next? Questions 37 through 39 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Wally's Shoes Factory. On today's tour, I'll show you how our skilled workers make long-lasting shoes. I'd like to let you know several things before the tour of the production line. First of all, smoking is prohibited for your protection. This is because there are materials in the factory that can cause a fire. Next, now that the factory is a lot more noisy, so please make sure to wear earplugs. Furthermore, you are required to wear safety gears in the entire factory. After the tour, I'll be able to answer any questions that you might have while we're there.
Number 37. What does Wally's make? Number 38. Why does the listener have to put on specific equipment? Number 39. What is allowed for the listeners after the tour? Questions 40 through 42 refer to the following notice. This notice is for all employees working in the maintenance department. Right after you get to work tomorrow morning, please make sure to prioritize to check which office you will be working in for the next project. A supervisor will call you tonight to confirm that you've checked the facility where you will be working in. Also, be sure to read the special announcement posted on the bulletin board next to the main entrance on the first floor. And last but not least, please don't forget to take a pair of protection glasses from your supervisor. Number 40. Where most likely is this notice being made? Number 41. What should the listeners do tomorrow morning? Number 42. What does the man mean when he says, and last but not least? Questions 43 through 45 refer to the following radio broadcast.
Good evening, listeners. This is Megan with your rush hour traffic update. Traffic is congested across the city this evening due to the heavy rain. It has significantly slowed traffic moving in all directions. What is worse, the traffic signal is down due to a power outage. Police will be on the scene shortly to direct traffic, but you can still expect delays for the next couple of hours. I'll be back in 15 minutes with the latest sports report coming up right after this commercial break.
Number 43. What does the report mainly concern? Number 44. According to the speaker, what's causing traffic delays?
Number 45. What will listeners probably hear next? Questions 46 through 48 refer to the following recorded message and invoice.
Good morning, this is Susan. I ordered some products from your website 2 weeks ago. I regret to inform you that there seems to be a couple of errors on the invoice. The invoice states that I ordered 4 shirts, but in fact, I ordered and received just 2. The other products are the same as what I received. And although your website shows that the price of the shirts I bought is $100, but I was overcharged, it needs to be paid back for the difference. Except for this error, I'm fully satisfied with the quality of your products. Please correct this no later than tomorrow. Thank you for your cooperation in advance.
Number 46. What is the main purpose of this message? Number 47. What does Ms. Susan ask for the company to do about the products? Number 48. Look at the graphic. How much of a refund does Ms. Susan want for the shirts? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.